National Broadcast. The National Broadcasting Company invites you to Showcase. NBC, in cooperation with the British Broadcasting Corporation, brings you another in its transcribed series of half-hour programs titled Showcase. In answer to your many requests, we present another of England's top-rated programs. Today on Showcase, we will hear a play from the 30-Minute Theater by Richard Baldwin, titled The Chain.
Good gracious me, what a lot of people.
The Epsom train calling at Mitcham Junction will leave from platform 9.
Oh, dear, I'm sure I'll never get on the right train. Now, let me see.
The Eastbourne and Hastings train will leave from platform 15.
Yes, well, let me be, but I don't want to go to Eastbourne or Hastings. I want the Brighton line. I suppose I'd better ask. Excuse me, sir, but are you a member of the railway staff?
No, Governor, I'm afraid not. I'm Navy.
Oh, dear me, I am sorry.
No, that's all right, Governor. Do you want something carried? I've got a few minutes to spare.
Now, isn't that kind of you? But no, my young friend, I have nothing to carry, thank you. But perhaps you would tell me which platform I go to for the Brighton line. I really can't be expected to understand that great indicator thing. Now, if Amy were here, she would be
Amy?
Able... My wife, Amy Winkle. I'm Stephen Winkle.
Oh, pleased to know you, Mr. Winkle.
How do you do?
Well, now, let's see. The Brighton line. Fast or slow?
I don't really know. Fast, I suppose, if it means I get home quicker.
There's a fast train in about 10 minutes. Platform 12.
Well, thank you. You are kind. May I buy you a cup of tea?
No, Governor, I'll buy you one. Look, here's a trolley.
Good gracious, what will they think of next?
Two cups, please, miss.
With or without?
Are you speaking to me?
Yep. With or without?
I beg your pardon?
With or without?
With or without what?
Oh, get him. Sugar.
Oh, I see. Yes, of course. Sugar. Two lumps, please.
Sailor boy?
Without. Thanks. Do you live in Brighton, Mr. Winkle?
Dear me, no. Oh, I'd be quite lost in such a big city. Oh, no, we live in Brimley.
Near Brighton, eh?
7 or 8 miles, I understand.
You take the train to Brighton?
Oh, no, to Hessex. Amy meets me there in the trap.
But the fast Brighton trains don't stop at Hessex, Mr. Winkle.
Oh, I think they will. You know, young men, this is a great day for me.
Really?
Yes, I... Is this really tea, young lady?
That's what you asked for, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, quite a different taste to our tea at home. Quite different. But then Amy and I probably drink rather an old-fashioned brand. Well, now, what was I saying?
You said this was a great day for you.
Oh, yes, it is indeed. Do you know I've done two things today I've never done before in my whole life?
Oh, nothing naughty, I hope, Mr. Winkle.
Oh, no, no, no. No, this is the first time I've ever been to London Town.
You mean to say you live in Sussex and...
All my life.
And you've never been to London before?
Never.
Well, and what's the second thing, Mr. Winkle?
I've never travelled on a train before.
Well, blow me down. You can't have been around much then.
Oh, yes, my dear boy, all over Sussex. And though I don't say much to Amy for fear she should worry, I do venture over the border from time to time.
The border?
Into Surrey, you know.
You want to be careful.
Oh, yes, I am. Very careful. I should like to know what brand this tea is. It has the quality of making one not want another cup. It would help us to economize, you know. Oh, well, I did enjoy that very much. I'm most obliged.
It's a pleasure, Mr. Winkle.
You haven't told me your name. I should like to know it. Amy will be so interested.
Spender. Bert Spender.
Well, Mr. Spender, I assure you this has been quite the most pleasant part of my trip. May I buy you a cup of tea?
No, thanks. I haven't finished this one yet. What makes you suddenly come up to London at your time of life? No offence meant.
Yeah, I was left a legacy. And some solicitor fellow said it would be easier if I came to London to collect it and sign documents.
A legacy? Oh, that's nice.
It is, isn't it?
A nice big one, I hope.
By no means insignificant. £5.
£5? Is that all?
Very generous of Mr. Boddington to remember us at all. He bought his tobacco from us for 50 years, you know.
Oh, you were a tobacconist then?
Oh, yes, indeed. But far more than that. Amy and I opened the Brimley stores 50 years ago. You can buy anything you want there. Anything at all. Mr. Boddington used to tell me they have stores very like it here in London.
You know, Mr. Winkle, I rather like you.
Oh, but how charming of you. Isn't that nice?
Do you and Mrs. Winkle still run the stores?
We still own it, but we retired upon attaining the age of 75 years. And much to our regret, we had no issue. So we let two young friends of ours take charge. They really do it very well. So much more practical than we were.
I'm sure it can't be the same. You know, Mr. Winkle, I think you ought to be getting along to Platform 12. Your train will leave in about 4 minutes.
Oh, what a pity. I was enjoying our talk. Now, any time you are down in Brimley, Mr. Spender, just ask for Winkle and you'll be shown to our cottage. Amy and I will be very happy to welcome you.
That's very kind of you.
And when you come in the front gate, don't be alarmed if the pony, Clarissa, is standing across the path. It's a very bad habit of hers. You just push her out of the way. She won't mind. In fact, I think she rather likes it. Perhaps that's why she does it.
I'll remember.
Well, here we are. Oh, that must be my train. Really a very pretty green, isn't it? You know, I've never seen so many people in all my life. And all looking so miserable, I can't think why.
Well, I must be off. Goodbye, Mr. Winkle. Look after yourself.
Goodbye, young man, and God bless you. Good gracious, what a lot of people trying to get through one tiny gate. I couldn't possibly go through there. Here's another gate. I wonder if it's unlocked. Yes, it is. Oh, this is much more pleasant. No fuss or bother.
Where do you think you're going, Grandpa?
Eh?
Yes, you.
Are you addressing me, sir?
Who do you think you are, opening gates like that, eh?
I'm in the habit of opening gates in order to pass through to the other side.
And now everybody's coming through it.
If I may say so, it would have been far more intelligent to have opened it in the first place. With two gates open, the train will fill out far quicker and can leave far earlier.
The reason they only opened one gate is because there's only one ticket collector for this train. And so that he can see all the customers' tickets, they have to pass through one gate.
Well then, as I've got a ticket, there's no reason why I shouldn't pass through the other gate, is there? Good evening.
Here, Arthur Mow. You just let me see your ticket.
You really are very rude. My ticket? Now let me see. Now, where did I... No, not in there. It must be in here. No. Well, isn't that extraordinary? Oh, yes, I've got it. Here we are.
That's not it.
Oh, of course, that's for the flower show. Well, now, let's see. Is that the one?
Ah, that's better. This is the fast train, you know. Only stopping at Red Hill and Haywards Heath. You'll have to change at the Heath for Essex.
Essex?
That's right, Essex. And another time, Grandpa, don't go opening gates without asking permission.
Change at Haywards Heath, indeed. What nonsense. Oh, excuse me, sir. This is the Brighton line, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Thank you. I thought so. Haywards Heath, indeed. Now, let me see. Which compartment shall I... Oh, gracious me, they all seem to be full. Oh, dear.
Mind your backs, please. Mind your backs, sir.
Excuse me, is there a spare seat in there?
I'm afraid not.
Well, I've got a ticket.
Oh, that doesn't guarantee you a seat, you know.
I'm quite sure it does. I paid a great deal of money for this ticket.
Excuse me, sir, you're blocking the door.
Huh?
Are you getting in or out?
I haven't decided yet. Besides, young man, it's no use your getting in here. There aren't any seats. If so many people want to go to Brighton, why don't they put on two trains? You know, we run things far better in Brimley.
Oh, I'm sure you know, but... Will you please stand out of the way?
No, please, sir. You mustn't push.
Oh, I'm not pushing. I'm just eating. I'm sorry, but I must catch this train.
Oh, dear. I seem to be in now. Good evening, everybody. I'm rather afraid I shall have to sit on someone's knee. I've had rather a tiring day.
Oh, please. Will you have my seat, sir?
Oh, do you mean you haven't got a ticket?
Oh, yes, I've got one, all right. But I really don't mind standing. You see, I've been sitting all day.
Oh, how kind of you. Right in the corner, too. I am lucky. Thank you. Mm. Tell me, why is everyone so quiet?
Tired, you know, after a hard day's work.
Pity they've all got their newspapers in front of their faces. I always think it's such fun examining people's faces, don't you?
Yes, I suppose it is.
Tell me, sir, why is everyone dressed in black?
Oh, that's a business fashion.
Is it really? Pity. Down in Brimley, we only wear black when we go to funerals.
And we'll be off in a moment.
Good. Good. I'm sure there are far too many people in this train. I suppose the conductor knows what he's doing. Really, you know, this is fun. Live, may I ask?
I'm Brighton, born and bred.
Oh, really? Another big city. What a pity. If you lived in Brimley, I'm sure you'd be much happier.
I'm sure I should. Is that where you live?
Oh, yes. It's the only place, you know.
But if you live in Brimley, why are you on this train?
Because I want to get home, of course.
But this train is a fast one.
Yeah, that's why I came on it. Amy will be waiting in the trap. She said she'd be there from 5 o'clock.
I should have thought it would have been quicker on a slow train.
I beg your pardon?
I said I should have thought you'd get there quicker in a slow train.
I'm sorry, sir, I don't understand.
I mean, on this train, you've got to go all the way to Brighton and then take a slow one back to Hassocks.
Oh, no, sir. We're on the Brighton line, so this train goes through Hassocks.
Yes, but it doesn't stop there.
But of course it stops if I have to get out there. They know perfectly well I've got a ticket to Hassocks.
You should really have changed at Hayward's Heath, but now I'm afraid you're going to find yourself in Brighton.
Oh, dear, no, sir, you're quite wrong.
Well?
I had a few words with an official back at the terminus.
And what did he say?
Well, he was rather offensive, as a matter of fact, so I didn't listen. Good gracious me, we're getting quite near home. I must get my things together.
And look, sir, you really must believe me. We don't stop now till we reach Brighton.
Let me see. My hat, my umbrella. Look, you can just see Brimley Church Spire behind that hill.
It looks a lovely spot.
Do you know, I feel as though I've been away quite a long time.
Yes, but you'll notice the train isn't slowing down.
Of course not. I haven't pulled the chain yet.
Pulled the chain?
I think I should do it now, though. Do you know I shall have to stand on the seat?
But you can't do that.
Well, my shoes are quite clean.
No, I mean you mustn't pull the chain.
But that's what it's... There!
But
you... Oh, oh, stop it, somebody!
He's done it!
I only hope you will acknowledge that I was right in saying that the train would stop.
I'm rather afraid you're going to find yourself in trouble, sir.
He's mad.
This means we'll be late.
Confounded news.
Why didn't somebody stop him?
Good gracious me. They haven't even pulled up in the station. How very careless.
Excuse me, sir. Stand away from the door. I'm coming in.
Now, let's see. Oh, rope was pulled in here. Now. Which of you gentlemen is responsible?
If you mean who pulled the chain, I did.
Why?
Why? Because I wanted to get out.
Why?
Why? Oh, dear, this is most upsetting.
Now, come on, sir, why did you pull the chain? You feeling ill?
I'm perfectly well, thank you.
Why did you pull the chain?
Because I wanted to get out.
But why did you want to get out?
Because Amy is meeting me here at Hassocks.
But this is a fast train. It doesn't stop at Hassocks. Don't imagine you can pull that chain just because you get on the wrong train.
Oh, dear, have we got to go through all this again?
Do you mean to say there's no emergency?
Of course not.
Name, please.
Stephen Winkle.
Address?
Brimley, Sussex.
Full address?
Stephen Winkle, Brimley, Sussex.
And you admit in front of these gentlemen that you only pulled the chain because you wanted to get out at Hassocks?
Certainly.
Well, that's simple enough.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll get out.
But,
But you can't get out here.
Why not, may I ask? What's the point of stopping the train if I can't get out?
Only in an emergency can you alight from a train anywhere but on a platform.
Very well, then. If you will be kind enough to move the train forward a few hundred yards, I'll oblige by stepping onto Hessex's platform. I can see Amy waiting. She'll be very cross.
We can't do that. The next stop's Brighton.
Oh, in that case, you must excuse me.
I must warn you, sir, if you climb down onto that track, you'll be trespassing.
Are you going to stop me?
I...
If you lay a hand on me, I shall take you to court for assault. Now, sir, if you will kindly give me your hand...
Well, sir.
Thank you.
Careful now, sir.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad we've settled this whole business amicably. Good evening.
Well, I'll be... Now, gentlemen, I'm sorry, but I shall need the names and addresses of at least three of you as witnesses. Mr. Winkle will be prosecuted.
Case number 9, Mr. Stephen Winkle.
Are you Mr. Stephen Winkle of Brimley, Sussex?
I am.
You have been summoned here, Mr. Winkle, because it is alleged that on Monday, 23rd November, whilst travelling on the Brighton train, which leaves Victoria at 5:42, you pulled the emergency chain without proper cause. Secondly, though warned by the guard of the train, you proceeded to walk along the track for a distance of 300 yards, thus trespassing on railway property.
You know, you really make it sound as though I'd done something wrong.
That is why you are here, Mr. Winkle.
Might I ask who you are?
I am the clerk of the court, Mr. Jones.
Oh, I just thought I'd like to know.
Do you plead guilty or not guilty to these charges?
What absolute nonsense.
Mr. Winkle, you must not talk like that.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, but really you make it sound as though I'd committed a murder.
Do you plead guilty or not guilty to these summonses?
Oh, very well. I do not deny I pulled the chain, but of course I had good reason. Nor do I deny I walked down the track, but again I had good reason.
I think we'd better enter a plea of not guilty, Your Worship.
Oh, good. I knew you were making a lot of fuss about nothing. Can I go now?
No, Mr. Winkle, you cannot. It is you who say you are not guilty. British Railways say you are guilty. So it is for this court to decide who is correct.
Oh, dear, this is the most extraordinary business.
Will all the witnesses in this case leave the court?
On Friday, November the 23rd...
Who is that?
Will you be quiet, Mr. Winkle? That is Mr. Soskins, the railway solicitor.
I think someone might have told me.
On Friday, the 23rd of November, as the 5:42 Victoria train approached Hassock Station, the emergency chain was pulled and the train drew to a halt. Mr. Winkle freely admitted to the guard that he was responsible and stated that he wished to alight from the train because he lived nearby. He then expressed his intention of walking down the track. The guard warned him that if he did this, he would be trespassing. But he ignored the warning. I don't really feel it would be necessary to call witnesses, sir. That is if Mr. Winkle is prepared to give evidence on oath.
Mr. Winkle, are you prepared to give evidence on oath?
I beg your pardon?
Mr. Soskins would like to cross-examine you. Are you prepared to take the oath that you will tell the truth?
Quite unnecessary, I assure you. I haven't told a lie since Amy caught me in
if
the car.
If you are willing to be cross-examined, you must take the oath.
You know, Mr. Jones, I really don't like the attitude of this gathering. Everyone seems so suspicious.
Step into the witness box, please, Mr. Winkle.
This way.
Oh, thank you.
Hold the book in the right hand and repeat after me. I swear by Almighty God...
I swear by Almighty God...
That the evidence I shall give...
That the evidence I shall give...
Shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Now, Mr. Winkle, you do not deny that you pulled the cord on the day in question?
I certainly did pull it.
With what intention?
To stop the train.
Why did you wish to stop the train?
To get out.
If you wish to get out at Hassox... Why did you not get a train that stopped there?
I imagined that anybody could stop the train at any station by pulling the chain.
Now, Mr. Winkle, you're not really asking the court to believe that.
The court can believe what it likes. I'm merely telling the truth.
But it's unbelievable that any...
Shortly before catching the train, I travelled on a bus in London town and did precisely the same thing. I may say the chain was in a more sensible position and I was able to reach it without standing on the seat. And the bus stopped and I got off. There was no fuss or bother. In fact, I was wished a very good evening by the ticket man. I should like a glass of water, please.
There you are.
Oh, thank you.
Do you often travel on the railway, Mr. Winkle?
No.
How often?
Never.
But you travelled on the 23rd of November.
I had never travelled on a train before that day, and I shall never do so again.
How old are you, Mr. Winkle?
82.
And Monday, the 23rd of November, 1953, was the first occasion in your life on which you had travelled by rail?
And the last.
How had you travelled on your previous visits to London?
I had never travelled to London before. I only went to collect a legacy.
How do you travel when you visit other parts of the country?
By trap.
Trap?
Clarissa's trap.
Quite.
She and Amy are outside now.
Mr. Winkle, can you read?
Yes, but I'm beginning to wonder if my ears are as good as they were.
Did you not read the notice immediately above the chain?
No, sir, I did not.
Mr. Winkle, I'm going to hand you a copy of the notice.
Oh, thank you.
I will read it out. The notice is headed, Alarm. It then says, to stop the train, pull down the chain. Penalty for improper use, £5. Will you admit that that is quite clear?
It is clear what it says, but not what it means.
Come, Mr. Winkle, surely it is quite clear that the chain is only to be pulled in cases of emergency.
It does not say that, does it? Let us examine this notice carefully. What does it say? To stop the train, pull down the chain. Penalty for improper use, £5. Well, surely, sir, I did stop the train. I did pull down the chain. According to that notice, the only way I could have improperly used the chain would have been for me to pull it up. But I did exactly as I was instructed. I pulled it down, hard.
Would you like another glass of water, Mr. Winkle?
Oh, thank you.
I have nothing further to say on the first summons, Your Worship. Now we come to the second. Mr. Winkle, why did you walk down the railway track when the guard had warned you you would be trespassing if you did so?
Because I wanted to get home as quickly as possible. I asked the guard to pull the train into the station, but he refused. I'm not a young man, Mr. Soskins. I'd had enough.
I shall not trouble to ask you any further questions, Mr. Winkle. Thank you. That is all, Your Worship.
Now, Mr. Winkle...
Excuse me, sir, but haven't we met somewhere before?
I don't think so, Mr. Winkle.
Have you ever been in the Brimley Stores?
Mr. Winkle, this is a court of law. The magistrate is addressing you.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I was only trying to be civil.
That's all right, Mr. Winkle. But our excellent clerk, Mr. Jones, has to see that we all keep on the right line. Let us take the first summons first. Regarding your remarks about the wording of this notice, I think you are forgetting it is prefaced by the word alarm. Do you not agree that that puts a completely different complexion on its meaning?
No, sir, I cannot say that I do. The clock that wakes me up in the morning so that I can get Amy's cup of tea is called an alarm clock. But that does not mean it only rings if the house is on fire or if there's a robber downstairs.
I see. Have you anything further to say?
No, not really. It's very lucky for you that Amy isn't here. She'd have plenty to say.
Yes, I'm sure she would. Well, Mr. Winkle, I think the position is quite clear. On summons number one, obviously you did not intend to commit an offence. Nevertheless, I consider you behaved rashly, and you caused a considerable number of people serious delay. However, taking into account various factors, the circumstances of your journey, your age, I shall give you the benefit of the doubt. The second summons is a different matter. You completely disregarded the guard who warned you of the consequences of your action. Still, you have been quite open with us,
And I'm also taking that into consideration when I fine you £2 of the second summons. What about costs, Mr. Soskin?
£2, sir, and 10 shillings apiece for 2 witnesses, 60 shillings in all.
But that's £5.
I'm afraid so, Mr. Winkle.
But that's my legacy. What will I tell Amy?
Do you want time to pay?
Certainly not. You can have it now.
Oh, Mr. Winkle.
Yes?
I should like to congratulate you on the way in which you have conducted your defense.
Case number 10, Mr. Peter Deal.
Mr. Jones.
Sir?
I have a confession to make. Oh? I should not have tried that case at all.
Why not, sir?
I was one of the old gentlemen in the compartment. I'm very ashamed of myself, but I like the old gentleman so much, I want to make sure he doesn't get into serious trouble. Look, Mr. Jones, I'm going to send this £5 note round to Mr. Winkle before Amy gets her claws into him. Would you ask one of the constables to catch him quickly?
Certainly, sir. You know, I feel I'd like to contribute something myself.
In no circumstances let anyone know from whom the money came.
All right, sir.
Mr. Winkle!
What is it now, Constable?
I've been asked to hand you this, sir.
From whom?
I don't know, sir.
Thank you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Now, let me see. Good gracious me, a £5 note. Would you believe it? Really, they do things in the most extraordinary way. They go to all that trouble and then give me back what they took away from me. Well, it's only justice. Amy will be pleased. I must tell her at once. Here she is. Amy! Amy!
You have just heard Richard Baldwin's play from the 30-Minute Theater titled The Chain, as produced and transcribed by Charles Lefer. Each week at this time, Showcase presents a half hour of the best entertainment from the BBC, as selected by our listeners in a recent mail poll. Next week, in answer to your many requests, we will offer The Crystal Egg, an unusual tale by H.G. Wells. This is Gene Hamilton inviting you to hear The Crystal Egg next week on Showcase. At home or in your car, wherever you are, enjoy Betty Hutton in the spectacular simulcast, Satin and Spurs, tomorrow.